This is KUT. It's been 6 months since a law went into effect that changes the rules for judicial bypasses. That's when a judge allows a minor to have an abortion without getting consent or notifying an adult. These bypasses are mostly sought by young women who fear abuse or can't locate a parent or guardian. Advocates say this legal tool is vital to the young women who use it, and since a law passed last year, it's been harder than ever to get them. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Susan Hayes is the legal director of Jane's Due Process. Jane is the pseudonym commonly used to refer to the girls seeking a judicial bypass. Since 2000, Hayes has helped countless Janes. Then House Bill 3994 was passed last year. Now things are pretty different.
But in a lot of sort of small ways, and what we're finding out there 6 months later is it wasn't the legal changes that are mattering to the Janes, it's that things are stirred up politically.
Hayes says the anti-abortion movement has a lot of power right now, and that power is affecting how judges rule. In fact, some are campaigning on this issue. Here's an ad from Judge Mike Sinha last year.
I have never signed an order of a judicial bypass whereby a young woman can get an abortion without telling her parents first. And that's something you will not have to worry about if I am reelected to the 360th District Court.
And Hayes points out HB 3994 gave judges like this more power. That includes giving judges more time to rule on judicial bypass cases. And it used to be that if the judge didn't meet that deadline, the case was deemed granted.
Now it's deemed denied. And so if a judge does nothing, if a judge just doesn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole because, you know, abortion, the Jane automatically loses, and we don't even have a hearing transcript to take up on appeal.
Hayes says after years of almost never losing a case, she's starting to lose a lot.
And lose on cases without regards to the merit. We're not losing weak cases. We've lost some cases that were some of the strongest cases I've ever seen.
John Segoe with Texas Right to Life helped craft this law. He says when he started looking into the judicial bypass system, he says there wasn't a lot of data.
What we had, though, was these stories from judges, from guardian ad litems. We would hear anonymous stories from these, you know, different kind of angles of the abuse of this system. And unfortunately, the way that we, you know, kind of saw it happening was that it was not protecting minors. It was actually being used as a loophole for the abortion industry. And so that was very concerning.
Advocates at Jane's Due Process say this isn't a loophole. It's a way to help women who've been left behind by other public policies. They say 9 out of 10 times a child involves a parent when they get an abortion. And those who don't usually have a pretty good reason. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.